to Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on BBSRadio.com, the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. In a few minutes, I'll give you some phone numbers to call in, one for the U.S. and one for Canada. We invite you to call in anytime and often as we share this next hour. I do not have a guest tonight, but happy Leo to everybody out there. I am trying to make this a tarot month because I'm indulging myself because this is my birthday month. So I'm celebrating by myself tonight unless somebody calls in. So I'm trying to use every week this month on tarot. And we'll talk about tarot tonight, tarot and psychic development and that sort of thing. The phone numbers that you can call in on are, in the U.S., 1-877-270-8714, and in Canada, 1-888-284-3264. Please call anytime. We have an hour. It's uninterrupted. I hope some of you reached Kat Avino. She was our guest last week. And a psychic, we had about six calls last week, I think, or more. It's wonderful. Thank everybody for calling in. Let's see. Kramer's going to be on again in September, I think, for our big Venus occasion. Since we're going to talk about strengths, I mean, since we're going to talk about tarot tonight, there's some things that I wanted to talk about first. Since this is the Leo month and a birthday month for me, I thought I would talk about the idea of birthing, regardless of what your birthday is. And as usual, I'm going to be looking at a book of answers, The Ultimate Oracle Is You by my friend Manny Pureheart. Yeah, you can find him at It's called A Book of Answers, The Ultimate Oracle Is You. And you might know I can't find his. I think it's www.ic, the letter C, I-C, the number four, U. I-C for you is his website. Anyway, I wanted to talk about birthdays, and then we're going to talk about gratitude. But he has this to say, our spirit, as he says, has this too. To say about birth. Drawing the word birth, because he's speaking of drawing cards, he has a round set of cards with the different words on them that you draw and you meditate on, or you can. Drawing the word birth means birth is coming into the light from the darkness, into full consciousness from partial consciousness. It says that you are merging into a world as a being who has completed one area of learning and is now ready to begin growing even more. Comments from Spirit. Brotherhood of the highest order was demonstrated by Jesus, demonstrated in every person's life as they stop to help another for no other purpose than to be of assistance. Nourish and nurture this place in your being, for these actions reflect the Creator into the world for all to experience. No greater love is there than to love and support one another from the loving energy of brotherhood. And then the word gratitude, because I personally have so much to be grateful for. So much. Gratitude reminds us to recognize that all things we receive and every experience that happens to us are gifts. Yes, it is. From Spirit, gratitude is another human concept. It arises from the mispreconception of not being worthy of all gifts and experiences. When one truly recognizes themselves as an integral part of the Creator, and as the flow of life in the universe, one is all things, all times, all experience. There is no separation. There is no gift and there is no owing. There is no need or function for this thing called gratitude. There only is, capital I-S. Walk in the glory of your own beingness. So with that, spirit kind of takes away the idea of karma, and yet some spirits teach karma. Gratitude just says we just have to simply be. And all you Leos out there, I would love to talk to you guys tonight. I'd love to talk to anybody, but Leos in particular, about your attitudes, about what you need for yourself for this month, about what possibilities you see for yourself in the terms of birthing, new ideas, new things, new goals. I know I certainly have new goals. Birthdays are kind of like January for some people, where you sit down and you decide what you will and won't do, and you make that list of things that you know you should do for yourself. I kind of do that again. Well, I do that again around my birthday month, and I use my birthday month as a month of reflection. I'm very grateful to be here because Mr. Death has knocked on my door several times. So I suppose I take more appreciation and gratitude for celebrating a birthday, being able to, even if it's a quiet celebration, than some kids do. Because as kids, we just think we're going to live forever. If we're one of those kids that are not faced with illnesses or accidents or some sort of such thing. And as adults, we really can look back, even if you just start thinking of yourself as an 18-year-old adult, by then you kind of have cried some tears and had some knocks and that sort of thing. And you can look back and appreciate that next birthday. But when you've shaken hands with Mr. Death and you've had a conversation with him, you really, really understand what taking that next breath means. So I can't help but be grateful. In fact, that's probably the last thing I say as I drift off to sleep at night. Thank you for another day, regardless of what the day's been like. Because I've gotten to see a smile, and I've gotten to see the sun and the sunset, both of which I just adore. If you've listened to this broadcast before, and I've had a way of interchanging with human beings, which I absolutely adore. We're a crazy lot, human beings, but we're wonderful, too. Okay, that phone number is USA, 1-877-270-8714, Canada, 1-888-284-3264. If you've been trying to get into the archives, in fact, I tried to get into the archives last night, and I didn't punch the right button. I've sent an email to the powers that be at BBS to figure out what I am technically doing that's not correct. But if you've tried to get into the archives, I don't think all of our shows are there. I know that we've had some computer problems at the big headquarters, and I know they're working on it, and I know that they're uploading the archives or downloading them, whatever is the correct terminology. And that all of them will be available, especially for the folks that have been guests and want to use them, either on their websites or have access to them in some way. We've had some fun shows and some really in-depth shows. So some of them, I've not been able to go back and listen to them, but the archive should be up soon. One of the questions that I'll be looking at tonight is three people to join for a meal. Who are the three people that... because I'm my own guest tonight, and we always do this. Who would I like to join for a meal? I'll be thinking about that. I have been thinking about that. A little bit of housekeeping here. I've had several calls about the upload for the tarot lessons onto the iPod system. We're working on that. We're about half finished. We don't want to upload them in sections. We want all of them finished before David uploads them all. And we've got some meditations that I'm going to be uploading as well. And a couple of other things that are going to go up on iPod. So hopefully by the end of the month, all of that will be back up. And for those of you that joined us 2 weeks ago and heard my saga about my website, Pam tells me it's going to be another 2 weeks or so. She's about half finished with all of the newly recoded. We had wanted to do and just hadn't stopped long enough to do. And so So this is Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. If you're just joining us, this is bbsradio.com, but you know that because you punched all the bright buttons to get here. And our direct call-in numbers are USA 1-877-270-8714, Canada 1-888-284-3232. Since we're talking about Tarot tonight, and it is the Leo month, the Strength card represents Leo. It's called the Tassati card, and it's a healing card. It's a healing card. Its general meaning is intelligence of all spiritual activities. Astrologically, of course, Leo is ruled by the sun. The color of the card is yellow. It's just, the whole background is yellow. The number is 8, which is infinity. If you turn 8 on its side, it's infinity, and that's what's hanging on her over her head. Musical note is E natural. Have you ever heard the music that was written for by the major arcana card notes? Somebody did that, gosh, 40 years ago, and I heard it on one of the classical stations, and he had taken all of the musical notes and arranged it into this beautiful, beautiful lyrical, metaphysical sounding. It was just gorgeous. In Hebrew, the word for strength card is Tet, or the serpent. When we look at the card, if you're reading the card, and the person has asked about health issues, typically this is digestion, small intestines, your taste buds, heart, backbone, your spine, and your spinal column. And I'm here to tell you, I've got heart problems in my family, and I've got back problems, so it certainly fits me. Digestion, nah. She's a very gentle-looking maiden, and you can't tell whether she's opening or closing the lion's mouth. He's got his tongue hanging out, looking up at her almost adoringly. She has one hand under his chin and one hand on top, at least in the Rider-Waite deck. I like to think that she's learning how to use her strengths, that she sees no reason to fight, that she's getting a natural flow, just letting a natural flow happen for the best. Now, I know you Leos out there. It's a fire sign. And you can get fired up. Very passionate people, one way or the other. So it would be easy for her to not let things flow. But this card shows the restraint. The card shows a willingness to deal with any situation, no matter where it falls in the layout. It's a patience thing. She has new growth on flowing from her her waist, like garlands, and she has garlands on her head. So there's new beginnings here. She also has a white robe on, which speaks of purity. On some decks, it's gray, which of course is wisdom. The number 7 is a strong master number. But it has led us to the 8, and the 8 energy of infinity here is bouncing off of all 7 numbers that precede it. So no matter what she wants to finish, but she also has to be very careful about what she does get started, because she gets hung there. It's an infinity sign. She's going to get stuck with it for a while. The sun can be harsh or healing, so what's the measure here? What's the message here? Is there fear or faith to deal with? Where's the balance that the maiden needs? She's putting mighty determination to work as she handles her challenges. Determination, I think, should be under general meaning for this card as well, in addition to intelligence of all spiritual activities. It's important to her that she do it right, whatever it is. And, of course, yellow is tremendous energy. So she's putting everything she has into whatever she feels is right at this point. Now, if you have this card in reverse, there's a lack of physical or spiritual strength. There's a lack of faith. Even a lack of determination, certainly not laziness. Maybe it's a lack of focus. We're not sure. Can also speak of mental or physical illness for the Courant or someone close to them, the Courant being the person that you're reading for. This card does not address emotional issues. It typically addresses the strength, the physical, the internal, sometimes psychological, but that goes along with the emotional there. So that's your Leo card. That's just some of what we're going to talk about with the Leo card tonight. Did I tell you that we're going to do the uploads for the tarot cards? Yes, I did, for the iPod. You'll be able to download them in sets, the cups, the wands, that sort of thing, and eventually the major kind of cards. It will include reverse cards. Also have some meditations. I think I told you all that. I need to mark that off the list so I won't tell you again. Told you about the archives, birthday gratitude, tarot month. It is a tarot month, just because I'm spoiling myself. Only because I'm spoiling myself. We'll get back on other subjects next month in September. I'm going to read something to you from, I'm real big on reading, aren't I? I'm going to read this. This is from The Spiritual Study of the Tarot, Including the Kabbalah, Numerology, and Astrology by Louise Fimlaid, F-I-M-L-A-I-D. And I apologize if I did not pronounce that correctly, madame. I bought this book a couple of months ago to share with my students, my tarot students, because it goes into a different arena of the cards. It really takes apart the cards. She gets into symbology and takes every single thing on a card. And this is the first person that I've found to do that. It's a lot of symbols to be looking at. So I found it interesting that the way she did this. She says the strength card. The law states that the subconscious is at all times in control of every subhuman manifestation of cosmic energy. Man too often hopes to claim his heritage, through physical powers and personal will instead of the sword of the spirit. Now, if we stop and think, we don't know whether she's opening or closing that mouth. Those with spiritual courage, strength, and love are worthy to open the lion's mouth or to keep it closed. Here's strength, which is female. Tunes in with her intuition to know that which is within and to keep it calm and under control, the controlling of the beast within us. And, of course, they have placed a lion on the card, so a little bit of a beast. Take the courage to let the life force flow through until it automatically becomes one's core. In her book, the key word is handling a difficult situation with intuition and love. I like that. I had not read all of this. That's great. White robe purity. Okay. Mountain. There's a mountain behind her. Spiritual attainment. Chain of roses. To me, that's the new growth around her belt. Twines around the belt, the waist like a snake, or twisted like the figure eight. When we learn to weave our desires into a chain, reflecting all desires which are compatible with our main purpose, we shall be able to make wonderful applications of creative imagination to control in the direction of the serpent power. Goodness gracious. Okay. Let's see what she has to say about reverse. She doesn't say about reverse. She does not talk about reverse. Oh, the situation is out of control when card is reversed. The situation is taking over and one's power is not being applied. There can be uncontrolled fears. At times, some switch this card with number 11, justice. That I did know. That's strength. When I look at the strength card, because I'm a Leo, maybe, I don't know. Nonetheless, I'm so associated with fire that when I see the Leo card, I see flames coming out of the lion's mouth. And if I ever design a deck of cards, I'll probably include that just for the fun of it. But it does have meaning to it. The colors, again, are yellow behind her, which is major active energy, and, of course, the golden lion, which is very, very royal. I'm surprised that they did not put a royal blue or a purple robe on her, but she has earned the white robes, saying that she has grown spiritually, strongly and spiritually. Okay, I would love a phone call, folks. USA 1-877-270-8714. Canada 1-888-284-3264. Would love some company. This is Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. Who would I like to have a birthday meal with? Let's see. I asked for three people, but of course there's always more than three people. I think I would have to say my dad, my birth dad. I didn't get to know him very well before he passed. He passed when I was 12, but I wasn't in the house with him from the time I was about four, maybe. So I only remember snippets of our visits. But from what I've been told, he was, well, I know, I've seen the pictures, he was a performer. He and Mom worked with the Ringling Brothers Circus as trapeze artist, and she worked also in their, I've lost the right word, where they make the costumes. She helped design and make those, but their primary thing was to do tightrope work and Roman ring acts and that sort of thing, all in the air, all that trapeze stuff. I remember him with a big smile and an upbeat, lots of music. He was a master repair watchmaker. He was an artist and a designer and one of those artsy kind. Slight in build, nice looking man. What few pictures I've seen of him. And so I think I'd like to sit down and have a birthday dinner with him. Talk to him. See what his life was like. He's a lot older than my mom, so I'd like to hear about his time. And believe it or not, Shirley MacLaine. The two of them, I'm told, would get along real well. I just admire her guts and her bravery for stepping into the metaphysical world with her books and not being afraid of the criticism that she had to have known that she would receive. When she came out with her books, they were right around the same time when Lynn Andrews came out with hers. And Lynn Andrews, if you haven't read her books, there, it's in novel form the story of her growth. Whereas with Shirley MacLaine, she writes about her growth and being very honest about her path and the people that she meets and that sort of thing. Lynn Andrews takes a somewhat same approach, but very American Indian. I'd like to sit down with Shirley MacLaine and just say thank you to her. I may send her a thank you on her website. No, I don't have that website name. Just appreciate, because she came out at a really sensitive time and told her story in a very forthcoming way. And believe it or not, P.T. Barnum. Not just because my parents worked for his business, but I've always admired and read everything I could about him. He was a master businessman. So clever when it came to his business and how he ran his business and how he encouraged people and lost fortunes and made fortunes and just got up and did it again. So those three people I would like to be selfish and spend a couple of hours with individually and then get them all together. I suspect, yeah, you know, when I think about it, they all have an entertainment background, don't they? I hadn't thought about that until right now. So they would have a lot to talk about. P.T. Barnum ended up creating about a 12-year lifestyle for my dad before he was my dad. And So, of course, he'd probably want to meet him if he hasn't already. And Shirley MacLaine, I just appreciate her guts. And I would like to talk to her about metaphysics, how she sees the world now that she's had some years to live in that cloak, where she's been and what she's done, and how she shared herself with other people. I would like to do that someday. In fact, she's on my list of people to meet before I die. So therefore, because of the way I plan my life and visualize and have faith in what I want to do, that's going to happen someday. No, there is no question about it. We will meet at some point in time, and I will have that opportunity to say thank you to her. She opened a lot of doors. I was already working the work, and her stories are wondrous. But at the same time, they're stories that those of us that were already working in the metaphysical world had already heard 1,000 times. But we did not have the clout, the name, the reputation to draw the attention that she did and start people asking and talking about and questioning their own belief systems. And that's good. And just simply be exposed to something other than what was already out there at the time. Okay, I may think of some others to add to that list before the night's over with, but that's it for now. Call me, USA, 1-877-270-8714, Canada, 1-888-284-3264. I want some company. It's my birthday month. Somebody call. Doesn't have to be a Leo, but I would love to hear from some Leos tonight. I'd love to hear from somebody tonight. I'm getting lonesome talking by myself. Would love to hear from you guys. I read an astrology thing today about Leos. I went on Susan Miller. If you guys have not been on Susan Miller's site, Kramer Wetzel also is astrofish.net. But Susan Miller does a little bit longer piece. It's called Astrology Zone, Z-O-N-E. Astrology, capital A, capital Z. Astrology Zone. I guess .com, I don't know. I just typed in Suzanne Miller and this is what came up. We're going to be having some busy, but very productive month, this month. And sounds like the second half of the month is going to be a little on the heavy side. And money may be a little weird, but we just need to have contingency plans. And I go to the bottom sign, of course. I always look for the summary. Remember when Saturn leaves Leo next month, sometime in September. You will have officially ended a once-in-29-year tour of duty that this taskmaster planet has put you through. You are done. No matter what, life will improve from now on. Fun words, huh, fellow Leos? Mercury's in Leo from August the 4th to the 19th. Ensuing, you'll communicate lucidly and effectively during that phase. August the 9th is a big one. You'll be at your most forceful and effective. If you need to sign a document this same day, it would be ideal to do so. Have a major career decision to make on or near August the 13th due to the pairing of Venus, there's that word again, and Saturn. Anyway, go online if you have a chance and read Astrology Zone by Susan Miller. Kramer does his week to week, and that's always fun. I don't go on Suzanne Miller's all the time, but I thought it would be fun to do that this month. She used to write books per year, but her mom has been very ill for the last couple of months or for some time now, so she hasn't spent that time doing that like she used to. Maybe when her mom is better, she'll get back to doing the year things for us. That would be wonderful. Um, I am a little bit at a loss for words tonight. I miss having somebody to interview and to share energy with. So give me a call. I would love to answer some questions as well as just talk to someone about their lives and share a little bit of time with someone. Don't be bashful. After all, we don't know you and can only identify you in the future by your voice. So I guess you could say what happens here stays here in a crazy kind of way, because if you don't want people recognizing who you are, you can always change the sound of your voice if you want to. This is Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland, of course, bbsradio.com. We are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet, I'm told. Of course, BBS is primarily a metaphysical station. You can get full programming. And I'm saying this because even though you're saying, well, we already know it because we've been on there, but I'm told that sometimes these are mainstreamed and people don't always know the whole story about BBS radio. So if you are listening as a mainstreamed person, go on to bbsradio.com. We have shows almost 24 hours a day of a variety, some starting on the hour, the 0 hour, some on the half hour, some 30 minutes to an hour and a half. So you have quite a variety of metaphysical, UFO, that sort of thing, subjects to pick from. I would have asked someone tonight, what is the next most important accomplishment of your life? Oh, gosh, that's a hard one for me. And if someone had bounced that on me tonight without giving me fair warning, I truthfully don't know how I would have answered it, because this says next most important accomplishment, and to me, all accomplishments are important. I do have a list of goodies that I'm doing. We know we're recording for the iPod. We know we're going to be putting the tarot cards. We're going to be making those available on the internet via CD. Meditations, again, via CDs or download. Tarot kit coming out, hopefully in October. Pieces will be available via my website, which should be back up in about 2 weeks, three at the most. I'm saying that. Pam told me a couple of weeks, so maybe I shouldn't put a date on that. But, of course, if you're with me, I will be more than happy. That's what I'm trying to say. Is anybody out there? USA, 1-877-270-8714. Canada, 1-888-284-3264. Canada. I know I have some Canadian clients. I would love to hear from you. USA, I have tons of USA clients. I would love to hear from you guys. The strength card was our topic of conversation tonight. The tarot card, topic of conversation, because she's the Leo card in all of her glory and wisdom. Leo's known for leadership ability, proud as they can be. Sometimes we have to stuff that pride. The king is called the lion of the house of Judica. The queen is Cancer, a sign which is sometimes called the mouth of the lion. Sheba is the wisdom queen, humanity collectively. That's from the spiritual study of the tarot by Louise Kim Laid, K-I-M-L-A-I-D. Interesting book. I encourage you to go get it. Yes, I'm still on a Jovitelli kick, if anybody's interested. I think I have almost, maybe I shouldn't say that. I don't know all the books that he's written. I know I'm ticking them off, slowly but surely. I ordered three more just the other day off of Amazon.com. You can find him at Mr. Fire, www.mrfire.com. Interesting man. If you've not read any of Giovitelli's stuff, I suggest it. Of course, he was part of the Secrets group. That's where I discovered him, and for some reason, I resonated with him and started reading his material. I will continue to read the pieces from the other authors from The Secret as well. There are a couple that I really, even some that are no longer living that they quoted, I'm going to tick off the list and learn more about their attitudes and their teachings. You know, this self-improvement thing is a forever thing. It's a little bit scary when you stop and think. Well, first of all, I believe in reincarnation. I had some interesting experiences that really encouraged me to know that that's true. And I don't want to get into the discussion about you've only got one body, one life, and you better do it right this time. And if you, you know, I don't want to go there. But I'm not foolish enough to think that that's not a valid point for a lot of people, and I certainly respect that opinion. But for me, I've had some personal experiences that, even as a kid, especially as a kid, that convinced me we get to do this more than once. And yet, I just wish we were allowed to remember. I can't help but think we have to redo things sometimes because we didn't get it right the first time. Of course, that's supposed to be what karma's all about, and that's supposed to be why we keep coming back time after time after time. But then why do you have such a deja vu when something happens and you say, I already know that lesson. I've been here, done that. Why do I have to even be exposed to it again? Some rights, some wrongs, some childhood rights and wrongs, things that you should know. But I guess if we came back with all of our knowledge, we'd really be weighted down, wouldn't we? Sometimes I guess having the knowledge just simply means we do something a little bit better. We don't have to learn it all from scratch. But things like being associated with a negative or a positive person. And I know that karmically we're supposed to come back and live all the roles. So maybe we don't, maybe we do get to remember to some degree, and I'm forgetting that we do get to remember. Maybe we don't remember it because we truly haven't done it before, and we've been, all the memories have been wiped as an observer. Because you know you learn a lot when you observe. What is the old saying? Don't do as I do as I say. That do as I do is an observation statement. So if we've never seen or don't remember seeing something that causes a negative reaction, like driving drunk, if we've never seen that in a past life and we're young and we're silly and we do it, then we're learning a lesson, I suppose. That's why the infinity sign is over the Leo, is over the maiden's head. Have to be careful what you start. Sometimes you don't get to finish it the way you want to finish it. Something to think about, huh? The Leo strength is, Leo males are like peacocks. Even the shy ones. They just seem to, is there a shy Leo male out there? They throw off an energy that just can be very charismatic in a very quiet way. A lot of entertainers are Leos, fire signs, water signs. Leo women typically like to entertain. They can be everything from show-offs to the Martha Stewarts of the world. Love to share their home. Love to organize for people to be together. And the men love to entertain while they're there. So, getting a Leo male and a Leo female together, unless they've got other signs that soften the issue, can be real tricky in the same household. And then when you get kids thrown in there, where their little egos go wild, it can be a little crazy. But if you're raising a Leo child, please, please, please take care of their sensitivities. Because in spite of the fact that they can be loud and boastful and egotistical and throwing their peacock feathers around, male or female, they're really very sensitive. And Leos tend to be, they cry easily, at least I do. It's like having a thorn in a lion's paw. They definitely feel it. So take care of their little feelings. They're also usually very intuitive, especially the kids that are coming in these days. Of course, pretty soon, we're not going to be able to say that about these children, the indigo kids, whatever. The new brand of children that are coming in, it's not going to matter what their astrology sign is. They're just all coming in so sensitively. It's just amazing. Astrology signs aren't going to matter much, much longer. But for those of you that are raising Leo children, you've got some special issues to deal with. Not that all children and signs don't, but Leo kids can be real easy to get out of hand if you're not careful. But really encourage their metaphysical bent, their spiritual bent, abilities. And if they're theatrical, encourage it. It may not last, but it'd be fun to play with. And who knows? They could be Broadway's next star. You never know. We're going global for spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com. Our direct number is in the U.S., 1-877-270-8714. 877-270-8714. In Canada, 1-888-284-3264. Would love to have some company. Happy birthday, all you Leos out there, whatever your date is this month. What is it, July the 27th? Is that when it cuts off? Somebody told me one time it was the 23rd or 24th. Let me see if Our Lady has it in her book. Strength, keys, signs, Hebrew letter, card number. I bet she has it in somewhere. I'm just not finding it. And she may not. She may not address herself to that. I have it in my book somewhere, but I don't remember where it is. It's terrible when you write something and then you just kind of forget it. Forget where it is. But I think it's toward the end of the month, 27th, 28th. And there's such a thing as being on the cusp. So if, let's say, the cutoff date was the 28th, if you were born on the 28th, then you still have some energies from the sign preceding you, and you would be what is called an early sign. Well, mine's on the 6th, so I'm well within the Leo, the Leo energy. I think I have a lot of Venus in there somewhere, but I never can remember. I always have to ask Kramer. Kramer, what all do I have in my sign? I never can remember. That's terrible. I know just enough astrology to do the tarot, and then I have books to refer to, and that's about it. Or people like Kramer and Suzanne Miller. But I'm just reading about Suzanne Miller, so I'm not familiar with all of her theories. Kramer, though, on the other hand, www.astrofish.com, has some nice teachings on his site and very uplifting. Can learn a lot from him. The strength card is interesting. She has her right hand under his chin, left hand on top. And I've wondered in the past if that was significant because of the meanings of left and right. And you can't even tell. Her left hand is flat on his nose, at least in this deck. So it's not as though she has her fingers cupped underneath into his teeth like she's trying to open. And yet it almost looks like she's using her right hand to do that. So what are we trying to open or close this month? What is it that we're individually in our lives trying to finish off? From what Ms. Miller was saying, astrologically, this is an excellent month to bring to closure that which we've had, not hanging over our heads, but in our lives, the last 4 to 6 months or so, and an excellent time towards the end of the month, or after the 17th, I think she said, 19th, to start or resume old dreams. And I do have some of those. We're trying to get together a cruise, a floating psychic fair for next February. And frankly, I've kind of put that on hold for the last 2 months while I put together a one-day fair called The Next Generation. Oh, we had a great time. Oh, it was so much fun. It really came together very easily. I had 10 readers, none of them professionals, and 4 vendors. We didn't have a lot of room space, but 4 vendors were there just for people to play with and enjoy while they were waiting for readings. And since the readings were free, except tips were appreciated, a dollar to get in, it truly was an introduction for readers and energy workers, the next stars of the metaphysical field. That's why it's called The Next Generation. Because there are some of us that won't do the psychic fairs for very much longer. Folks like Linda Drake that have books out, and Yanni Brewer, who's has tremendous classes going, and there are about 10 of us, 15 of us, that have been talking for years about not doing this anymore, and we keep doing it because we love the public and we love to be with each other. Because so many of us do the circuit, or did, you do the circuit, we not get to see each other unless it was at the fair. So it's kind of hard to give up those kind of bonds. But the fair started out with 10 commitments and ended up being, 12 commitments and ended up being 10. Wonderful new psychics, just every one of them wonderful, and energy workers. Lots and lots of positive feedback. So I was busy getting that together. And now that that's over, I've picked up the cruise to start again. And we need the whole ship. We absolutely need the whole ship. So put in some good prayer time for us, if you don't mind. We need to let them know pretty soon. The only way we can keep big ballroom set up is if we can commit the whole ship. Otherwise, our vendors will have to put up and put down and put up and put down. And they don't want to do that, and I don't want them to have to do that. So they can't do that, and neither do the readers. The readers don't want to have to do that either. So give us a prayer there. We'd love to, and give me a call. You know, give me some ideas on who you would love to have come. So that's my goal. So other Leos out there, you're going to be cleaning up your plate and challenging yourself. It certainly sounds like, according to the Miss Miller, it certainly sounds like this is a challenging month on purpose to get ourselves where we want to be and where we need to be for ourselves. Let me know what your challenges are. I would love to hear it. And if we can help each other get things going and I can get anything on the radio for you to advertise for your dream or to talk to some folks to help make something happen for you, I'll be more than happy to do that. Just give me a call. Right here, USA, 1-877-270-8714. And Canada, 1-888-284-3264. Those are direct lines. My producer, Seth, is waiting to answer the phone and put you through. I'm getting a little lonesome here. I must have an awful lot of hot air this evening. We've talked about the Tarot, at least the card of the month. We've talked about who I would like to have dinner with. And right now, I can't think of anybody else to add to that. My birth dad, Shirley MacLaine, and B.T. Barnum. Oh, magnificent man, P.T. Barnum. looking at the card again, it's can't help but what energy has gotten her to the point. Not that she can't make a decision. That's not it at all. The way she's handling that mouth has nothing to do with her decision-making ability. It has to do with faith and determination. It has to do with spiritual strength and faith strength. She's made up her mind. She's not going to be screaming and hollering and yelling. She's going to do this in a very quiet and dignified way. She's going to bring peace, no matter what, in any situation. Gotta admire that. Gotta really admire that intention. And in a way, it's kind of a dichotomy with Leos, because Leos have all this fire energy. They have all this passionate determination. Doesn't necessarily have to be quiet, passionate determination. Anybody who has seen somebody throw a temper tantrum, and Leos can, they can be temperamental, and I have to say this, especially the men. I know, don't give me angry phone calls. They can, and of course you've got your spoiled females in there too, but nonetheless, you've got all this fire going on. So for her to have all this quiet dignity is wonderful. Now you get her in reverse, and that's probably when you're going to get all this other, the negative side of Leos. My cat just joined us. Trinity just joined us. So one of many that we have in the household. So if you hear a meow every now and then, she's just talking to you. Right now she's trying to find a way to get inside the printer. It's warm in there, I think. And I have a lamp that comes up over my desk, so she tries to get up here and spread her belly out. She's named Trinity because she has a pyramid on her nose. Half of her nose is white and the other half is a grayish brown. And it looks like a pyramid. A friend of ours looked at it and said, well, that's the Trinity, when she was about 3 weeks old. So, and she had this wonderful bandit mask on, so she looks very mysterious. She loves to join us, and she loves to be in the middle of cards. 1-877-270-8714, Canada, 1-888-284-3264. I'd love some company. I'm going to ask Seth if there's anybody all out there waiting, anybody out there at all plugged in, because they can tell how many people are at least on the computer. Of course, we can't tell who's mainstreamed out there, who's listening, if anybody, other than what we can see. And I don't know how they do that. I'm computer challenged. I always have to make sure that I mess things up at least 3 times before I get it right. I like the idea of our girl on the card being in control. By taming this great power and lifting it above the animal level and making it submissive, one can call it forth willingly through love. Now that, call it forth willingly through love. Okay. So in other words, she's in control. You know, I think if I had a lion's head in my hands, I would feel like I was in control also. Has anybody out there gotten to hug a lion? That's one of my questions on my list. Who would you like to share a hug with? And I would love to share a hug with a white Siberian tiger. That is on my list also of things to do. I had a suitor many years ago. Many, many years ago. Yes, I'm in my 60s. Many years ago. Who brought me a baby lion as pet. Not knowing any different. God love him. Even I knew better than to do that. But he, honest to goodness, bought a cub and brought it to me and thought that I was going to be able to keep it in my apartment. I kept it 4 days, spoiled it, loved on it, had a great time with it, kept it nice and safe, and then call the San Antonio Zoo. And they didn't want to take it. So we ended up driving to Fort Worth, and the Fort Worth Zoo, if you have not been to Fort Worth Zoo, is absolutely magnificent. It's probably all natural habitat by now. It wasn't then, and I was sad at that time because they still did some caging at that time. But at least they had a bigger arena. And the man who took possession of it, of the cub, Oscar was the name, was going to take it not to the zoo, but to his ranch. And I don't know where that was. Plano? Anyway, not in Fort Worth. And the zoo itself was either not open or not up and running. I don't remember, but the doors weren't open for some reason at that time. And he took it out to the ranch, and I understand that it was in some, he showed me a picture of where it was going to be. It was a giant cage. It was like a 20 by 20, totally enclosed cage with two other cubs that he had. So he would call me after that and give me reports on Oscar. And Oscar apparently had a pretty good life. I have a call. Hi, this is Elaine.
Elaine, this is Seth.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hadn't looked at the clock. We will do that. Seth tells me that I have to say goodnight. So, this has been Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com. Join us next week. And thank you so much for being with me tonight. I appreciate you traveling with me on my journey. See you next week. Be safe. Be happy. Good night.